You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
It's Ladies Night, each and every Thursday on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Tune in at 7 o'clock with Kimberly Renee for her show, Kiss of Life. At 7:30, Simone Hurt with A Single Woman's Love. 8 o'clock p.m., Tanya Maynard with Naturally Me, Naturally Free. Then at 8:30, it's The Gospel Express with Nina Taylor. Join us each and every Thursday for Ladies Night on LoveRadioNetwork.com. The Young People's Experience with DeeDee Bailey, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Hear and share strategies and tips to help your child navigate through his or her school experience. Yes, it takes a village to raise a child. That's The Young People's Experience, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. with DeeDee Bailey on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Well, come on in, family. Happy Thursday, and welcome to the Kiss of Life show, the show about empowerment and transformation. I am your worldwide host and motivational coach, Kimberly Renee. And as always, I'm so glad you've tuned in tonight. So you know what to do, family. Go ahead, let your friends and your family, hey, even your frenemies, know the Kiss of Life is streaming live right now on LoveRadioNetwork.com. They can just click on that Listen Live button. And we are now streaming live on Love Radio 24. So the numbers to dial in to listen are 563-999-3519. Again, that number is 563-999-3519. Our alternate number is 727-731-5250. Again, that number is 727-731-5250. And listen, if you have a comment or question tonight, you can hit us up as well. Just dial the numbers, then hit the prompt and the pound and the number one, and you'll be live on the air with us. Okay, so listen, I don't really want to waste any time tonight. You know, I'm excited. We're going to jump right in. And I do have a special guest in the studio with me tonight, and I'm super excited. And just before I introduce this guest, I just want to share that tonight's topic is dating with kids, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay, so you know, this dating game today is not easy by any means, and many singles are facing challenges, you know, just trying to navigate through these dating waters. So, you know, you finally meet Mr. or Miss Right, and you know, they have the whole package, the whole kit and caboodle, right? Including kids. Whew, yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight, okay? Now, hold on to your seats because, you know, people can be sensitive about their babies, okay? So I invited my special guest to be with me tonight because I just felt like, you know, they were the perfect person to engage in this dialogue with me on this topic since it hits so close to home for both of us. And normally when I have a guest, I'll give you like a little short bio, but there's really no bio tonight. What I will say about this person is that is someone that's very near and dear to my heart. In fact, this person stole my heart. So family, please help me welcome to the Kiss of Life show, the one and only, my sugar bear, David. Hey, babe.
Good
sugar
evening.
Bear.
Hi,
you there?
How you doing? Yes, I'm here. How's everything going tonight?
It's good, babe. How are you doing today?
I'm good. And first and foremost, blessings to everyone listening.
All right. All right. Well, thank you. Blessings to the family tonight. Well, you know, babes, I really appreciate you agreeing to have this open dialogue with me. Family, this is really huge for both of us because you guys already know I'm an open book, you know, and I share a lot of my life with you, and I'm usually on 10, you know, my personality can be big at times, you know. Sugar Bear is more low-key and a little more private, but anyway, let's get into it. So for those that are just maybe tuning in, came in a little late, tonight's topic is dating with kids, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, you know, no doubt we've heard stories about people's dating experiences, you know, with partners who have kids, and even those stories when it comes to people blending families, some are good, some are not so good, some are just downright toxic, to be honest, okay? This is my second experience dating someone with kids, or someone where I actually interacted with the kids. So we're just going to flow tonight. If you guys want to call in, share stories, or you have questions or comments, feel free, please. So now, Sugar Bear, for my first question to you is, you know, as a parent, because I'm not a parent, I don't have any children of my own, but for you as a parent, dating, like, what was your greatest concern when it came to choosing the right partner to date, you know, to be around your children?
Well, it all depended on how they acted with me. So after we was good, I'd do a little surprise greeting, everything with the child, and then I get her their feedback. And if it's not good, it might not work. Because that's, like you said, we all love our babies, and I'm not putting none of my babies in harm's way, because you never know who you're really dealing with until you're really around them a long period of time.
Okay. All right. So I think that is like a lot of parents' main concern. For you, I think that speaks volumes because, you know, you say you want to kind of get the kids feel for it, you know, because kids are intuitive. They know a lot. And I don't think we really give them that much credit, you know, for being as intuitive as they are. And then, you know, you have some people who will date and not really consider their kids. But I think that's, you know, really like a holistic view from the, you know, perspective of a parent. So I think that's good. And like you said, the surprise. It's funny you said that because we dated for, I don't know, like, under a year, maybe 9-10 months, and I'm gonna share with the family it was last year Valentine's Day. Sugar Bear had to, you know, have some dental work done, and it was so funny because, you know, I'm concerned about him. I'm trying to get him home so that he can rest before the Novocaine wears off and all of this stuff. And this is the day that he decides that I'm going to meet the kids. And I was like, I thought that was kind of weird. I'm like, why would he choose this day? But everything went well. You know, he has two children. His son is older. David's junior is 25. And then Lil Bit is like, you know, she's younger. She's 11. Two different relationships. And this was the day he decided that I would meet the kids. And I just thought it was weird. But, babe, what were your thoughts as far as choosing that particular day?
Well, I had been talking to them. They knew I had someone. And then they knew I was going to the dentist that day. So when I got out, I stopped on to both of them and was like, look, this is what Daddy went through. And I said, now Miss Kim's about to take me home. And they both said, oh, okay, you're not by yourself. And when they both said it, well, a little bit, when she looked, she was like, Who was that? I said, that's Miss Kim. Oh, that's your girlfriend you were telling me about. I said, yeah. She said, oh, okay. And left it at that. And now they best buddies.
Well, I can't help it if I'm a beautiful person.
They be ganging up on me sometimes.
Well, I can't help it if I'm a beautiful person. You know, it's just, I don't know. I try. But, I had never really asked you about that. But, you said something to me. And I just recently asked you about this, like, a couple of months ago. And you said to me that you felt like, you know, if you were in a vulnerable position and you were ill and you felt like if you trusted me to take care of you, then you knew the kids would be able to trust me or would at least let them know that I'm someone that they can trust. So I thought that was, you got a lot of points for that. I thought that was great. But I just want to give a tip because I feel like, sometimes when people date, they can kind of get it, twisted, but sometimes we get into that green-eyed monster thing, right? And although I'm not a parent, I try to think and move from the perspective of a parent. And I was also that child who had a parent who dated, you know, when they were a single parent. So I look at it from all angles. So tip number one is really the kids come first. You know, there's really no way around it, you know, because your partner is still raising them. And although you're in your partner's life, their children are still their priority, their first priority. And it's not just their moral obligation, but it's their legal obligation to still raise them. And a lot of people feel until they're 18, but it goes even beyond that. You know, so that's one tip that I wanted to share. Would you agree with that, babe?
Basically, yeah. But for instance, with me in our situation, I'm blessed. I don't have a lot of drama coming from the other parent. The other parent is cool with you. The kids love you. So I'm on top of the world right now with everything.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and I mean, I feel like I don't think it needs to be a whole bunch of drama. And when it gets to that, I feel like I'm skilled enough to try to diffuse situations. But, you know, I don't know if you know this, babe, but the running joke between me and JJ, and for the listening audience, JJ, that is David's ex-wife. The running joke was, if anything ever happens between David and I, like, I would still get visitation. I would still get visitation a little bit. So, but I love them. And, you know, it's just about navigating and being genuine and just doing what needs to be done to make it work. So, babe, as far as the second question I have is, you know, although you have kids, like, did you ever have reservations about dating someone who had kids? Because that can be kind of tricky, too. You know, you have kids, they have kids, and that could just add stuff to the pot.
That's why I never rush into anything. You're not going to be dating me, and after 3 weeks, you expect to see my kids. Me and you have to build a bond first. A lot of people don't understand that. They just run, and then, oh, I want you to meet my kids. How are you going to meet the kids if y'all not stable and y'all mental in the first place? Because if you just meet somebody and your attraction is good and y'all good, 9 times out of 10, from my experience, the kids ain't going to care for you. Your thing is to build with everyone slowly, with time. Don't rush into it.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's cool. And I feel like, you know, I respect people's boundaries, and I feel like you have to use wisdom, and you have to know, like, when to fall back, right? And so that leads me to tip number two. Like, when you're dating someone with children, you know, with ladies, with the guy or guys, it's the lady, don't compete for your partner's time and attention. Like, you know when to fall back, you know, join in activities when it's appropriate and be understanding when it's time for them to be alone. Because, like, I remember when when Sugar and Bay and I started dating, I was just watching the relationship that he had with his daughter, and I loved it. You know, I loved the fact that he was a hands-on dad. She is most definitely a daddy's girl. And, you know, girls are hard. I think girls are harder than boys, you know, especially when they're daddy's girls. And children in general, I think, are just can be very, you know, possessive of their parents, because I was that kid. I didn't want to share my mother, although I've shared my mother my entire life. I just had to suck it up and get used to it. But as a kid, 6 and 7, you don't want to share your parents' affections and stuff. And so I'm really blessed in this regard. But when, you know, Lil Bit was with Sugar Bear for the weekends and stuff, I would fall back. You know, I was used to talking to him every day, but I would fall back and I would just wait and let him call me, because I knew, like, that was their time and I respected that. And then I waited, and then he invited me. He's like, well, babe, now you can call. And I'm like, well, no, that's your time. But I waited for, you know, for him to invite me, because I just didn't interject myself into that situation, because that was their quality time. You know, so I just felt like that was important to do. And, you know, I don't know, I may have gained some points with him for that, but I'm just saying I respect boundaries. So, you know, family, if anybody wants to call in, share any stories, whether they're, you know, positive or negative stories, that's what we're talking about. You know, dating with kids, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because I know every story doesn't pan out really great. You know, there are challenges and things that we do have to navigate. So if you want to call and share a dating story, if you have a question or a comment, the number is 563-999-3519. So, babe, so did you notice that I was, like, falling back, or notice that I was carrying myself in a particular way as far as your kids were concerned, like when you first met me? Like, did you notice I was falling back when Lil Bit would be with you on those weekends?
You have done everything that's needed to keep what we have going. So that's all you need to worry about.
Okay.
The way you carry yourself rubs off on the kids. That's why she loves you to death. Like, okay. She called me like, Daddy, where Miss Kim at? I said, I guess she's home. Okay, yeah. I'm going to call her there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, excuse me for being a middleman. Like, yeah. Wow.
Well, I love her too, and I think that, you know, when you're in relationships, you have to be mindful of what's important to your partner. Like, for me, it was a personal decision not to have children. You know, not that I hate children, but for me, I just didn't want that responsibility. But, you know, when you meet someone and you clearly see what's important to them, then you have to make it important to you as well, because that's your partner and you want things to just flow. And like what I did, I was just very genuine, even as far as dealing with JJ, with your ex-wife. I know a lot of men get very nervous because they don't know what's going to happen when the exes meet and things like that. But when I met JJ, I'm just very genuine. And it's not like a front, because I'm not the type of person that's going to bend over backwards to get people to like me. I'm just going to be who I am, because I'm comfortable in my skin and I'm solid in who I am. I don't feel like have any points to prove, but I'm just going to be genuine. I'm a very open and welcoming person. And then when you got ready to introduce us, you know, she went to shake my hand and I just introduced myself and I'm like, no, I'm a hugger. And I embraced her. And, you know, that's one thing that she appreciated about me. And then I gave you guys your space, because, you know, when we met, family, we were at Lil Bit's science fair. So what I did was I let her parents have their time to talk about their child and what her needs were and what they may have to do as far as school and stuff like that. And then I came back into the situation, and JJ appreciated that. And she was like, wow, you know, that's really great. And she, you know, and then I told them what a great job I think that they both did in raising a little bit. And I was sincere about that, because I really do love her. And she is just, she's open. She's just like me. And she reminds me of me at that age, because she's just very a open kid and very friendly and respectful. And I think that you guys did do a wonderful job raising her. And it just, it just works because, you know, you have so many more years to go. Like, David Jr. is grown. And so I don't really have to deal with that ex, but I do still have to deal with JJ. And you just do what you do to make it work. And so, you have to put the work in. And even when you do come upon situations where, you know, kids may be manipulative and stuff like that, because kids aren't slow. They love their parents. They can be manipulative, and they can do some things to try to, you know, cause a wedge. But you just have to just do your best to keep your emotions in check and just realize that, you know, the kids still are going to come first, but, I think once you take your emotions out of it, you can really look at the situation for what it is and make, you know, an informed decision and really handle it tactfully. So, you know, we always talk about, you know, the qualities that we look for in a mate. But I think that when kids are in the equation, that may make a difference in what we may look for as far as considering the right mate for us. So babe, what are some of your deal breakers, you know, when it comes to dating, just in terms of your kids being affected? Because, you know, there are things that we want in a relationship, but then there are just our absolute deal breakers. Like, this is not going to work ever.
Well, from the past experience, whenever I talk to you or I say something about the kids and you give me any kind of inkling, it's an attitude. Or you start questioning, don't even call me no more. Basically, you know, it might not be nice to do it that way, but I don't have to take care of you. I got to take care of her. And right. Last thing you want is for me to get upset because you upset at her. Now, in due time, when you do meet, just the way she handles herself, she'll let me know if it's an okay deal or if it's a breaker. Because don't nobody I date meet the kids. You don't meet the kids until I feel like we're established. And that's a big problem with people nowadays. They meet somebody, they might think they're getting one thing, they get something altogether different, they want to shove the kids in their face, and that's not good because you still don't know who you're dealing with. Your woman dating a man, you don't know what that man does. Your man dating a woman, you don't know what she does. And plus, if you gotta listen. Like when you're on the phone with that person and the way they handle themselves with their kids tells somebody who pays attention with logical thinking a whole lot. So that's it. Deal breaker is if I say anything pertaining to my children and you seem like it don't sit good with you, then we ain't happening.
Yeah. And that's important. But, every parent feels that their kids are angels and this and that and everything. But knowing your child, would you be able to tell if your child was actually being manipulative in that space where it could possibly cause friction where there really doesn't have to be because they may try to just break you up?
Well, you know a little bit, and you know she's a character.
Mm-hmm.
If she don't like you, she might just come out and say it, or she gonna do something that's gonna make you realize that that's not the combination right there. So everybody, like you said earlier, everybody don't give kids the benefit of the doubt. They like the smartest life form on the planet. You might not know that, but they are. They're the best tape recorders and everything. And they look at everything, they suck it in, and some of them figure it out, some of them don't. But you got to look out for the ones that figures it out.
Yeah, she's definitely a sponge.
And she is a piece of work.
She's a sponge.
I think she's been here before.
Oh, she definitely has been here before. But I feel that I'm in a blessed situation because there really was never any friction. And I think that, you know, just because of the genuineness And it just worked out because I feel like there's no sense in being pretentious or anything like that because, like I said, kids are smart and they're intuitive and they know phony. They know phony. They know when you really don't care about them, when everything is just all about, you know, you being with their parent, but you have to include them, like, because you have to remember when you're coming into a situation, you are the outsider coming into an already established situation.
Established, yep.
Whether their parents are together or not, but you have to respect that. And me personally, my mantra is I don't go anywhere that I'm not invited. Okay. So tip number three, family. Don't force it. You know, be your authentic self. Don't try to force the kids to like you. You know, take things slowly. Allow them to happen organically. And if the kids don't like you right away, it's fine. They need time to adjust to a new normal. You know, kids are very territorial about their parents. You know, so just you know, take it in stride. You know, they can pick up on insincerity. And like I said, you know, plus you have nothing to prove. Be confident in yourself, okay? You know, you are the outsider coming into that established family dynamics, whether their parents are together or not. I mean, well, of course they're not together because you're dating them. But what I'm saying is that they still have the responsibility of raising those kids together. You know, so I'm just glad that, you know, Sugar Bear's family and ex-wife embraced me and welcomed me. You know, so that's something that I'm very grateful for. But anyway, babe, do you have any last thoughts that you want to share with the family? This has been really a great show. I think it's a good topic, and I just really wish that my family would have called in to, you know, share their thoughts because I really wanted to, you know, hear everybody's experiences. I didn't want to really just talk about this subject from our perspective, and I couldn't give feedback really from my perspective or maybe your perspective because I don't have children. So you didn't have, you know, children or ex to deal with. But do you have any final thoughts on the subject before we wrap it up?
Basically, just pay attention to your children and everything should work out. Pay attention to your mate, communicate with him, and you should be okay.
Okay, great.
If you're a good parent and you don't put into your kids, your children, how they're supposed to act, how they are to greet and socialize with humans and grown folk without being terrified, you'd be surprised because a lot of them be being misfed information that doesn't need to be told to them at the early age.
Yeah.
And then you got the ones who take that information, and they might be one of the ones that's smarter than you know. Mm-hmm. And they say, no, you might have some problems. So just keep an eye on everything.
Well,
and if it's something you don't care for or something you do see that you like, voice your opinion on it. Let it be known. Oh, yeah, babe. I like the way you and her deal with each other. Yo, babe, you can't that.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is key.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, babe. I really appreciate you being on the show. I'm so geeked. I was really trying not to be on 10 because, you know, you be telling me I'll be on 10 all the time, and you just so laid back. So thanks for balancing me out. But, you know, I love you, and I appreciate you. And family, you guys know I love you as well. And thank you so much for hanging out with me each week for your kiss of life. And stay connected with me, please. Follow me on my website, www.KimberlyRenee7.com. I'm on Facebook at Kimberly Renee at Truthfully Speaking, LLC. I'm on Instagram at KimberlyRenee2425 and on Twitter at KimberlyRenee4. And if you want to just shoot me a line, my email is krd152@gmail.com. And please, family, get my newly released CD, He Has a Plan. You can download it on iTunes, Amazon, and it's available on all digital media outlets. Listen, stay tuned for Simone Hurt on A Single Woman's Love coming up next. And thanks for rocking with me and Sugar Bear tonight, family. We'll do it all again next week. Remember, there's greatness in you. share it.